Interview with Rosie Mackley, How I Built a Portfolio Career in Dance. This week, we spoke with Rosie Mackley about her journey to building a portfolio career in dance. She shares what inspires her, the lessons she has learned along the way, and her top tips for young dancers starting out in the industry. Can you tell us about yourself and how you first discovered ballet? Hi, I'm Rosie Mackley, a Glasgow-based dance artist with a portfolio career spanning choreography, teaching, performance, and production. I first fell in love with ballet at primary school when I started dancing alongside my older sister. I was lucky to train with an amazing teacher, Gemma McRae, at Academy Street Dance Studio in Aberdeen. She created such a warm and supportive environment, and those values have stayed with me throughout my career and continue to shape the way I work today. From there, I joined Dance Centre and Scottish Ballet Associates for additional training, before going on to study a BA in Modern Ballet at Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, followed by an MA in Dance Producing and Management. What were your first steps into the ballet industry? I graduated from university during COVID, which was a really challenging time to be starting out in the industry. I had been offered a contract abroad to perform in Swan Lake, but unfortunately, the production was cancelled. The path I thought I was going to take quickly disappeared, and so I decided to explore as many other opportunities as possible, from teaching to applying for funding for my own creative projects. One project involved working with primary and secondary schools to explore body image through dance, which had some really positive outcomes for the young people taking part. Around this time, I also chose to study for an MA in Dance Producing and Management. How did you first come across National Youth Ballet? I first came across National Youth Ballet in 2021 when I saw a call out for choreographers for the Beyond Ballet program and decided to go for it and apply. Since then, I have worked on the 2023-2024 season Evolving Visions, including creating a new piece inspired by fast fashion and sustainability, and I'm currently working on the 2025-2026 season Echoes of Tomorrow. One of the highlights for me was being mentored by Charlie Brittain and working with choreographer Daniel Davidson. They really challenged the way I thought about dance and introduced me to completely different creative processes. I also love the atmosphere at NYB's residential courses. There is such a buzz. Being surrounded by so many inspiring people and talented young dancers is a special experience. What do you do at National Youth Ballet now? In 2025, I saw a role advertised at NYB for an assistant administrator. There were more than 50 applicants, so I was incredibly excited to be offered the position. I believe having a broad range of skills, a passion for NYB's work, alongside completing my MA in Dance Producing and Management, really helped me stand out. Since then, my contract has been extended, and I've moved into the role of artistic assistant, which means I can be more involved in teaching and choreography alongside the administrative side of the role. I like that at NYB, I can bring my whole self to the work, my creativity, passion, values, and skills. What advice would you give to young people wanting to start a career in dance? From my experience, there is no longer just one clear or linear path into a career in dance. My biggest advice would be not to limit yourself to just one thing. Be open to lots of different experiences, because you never know where one opportunity might lead or what skills you will use later in your career. Being flexible, entrepreneurial, and open-minded can make a huge difference. Secondly, your network is one of your most valuable assets. Networking doesn't have to feel awkward. It's about connecting with people through curiosity and kindness. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself to someone you do know, as those conversations can often lead to unexpected opportunities. Remember, your network also includes your peers, and those relationships can last throughout your career. I'm still in touch with someone I met at a ballet summer school when I was 13. And if networking is something you find difficult, know that it does become easier with practice. Lastly, think about how you present yourself. It's not just about being the best dancer. Employers want to work with people who are professional, hardworking, kind, and reliable, and know what matters most to you for your career. For me, It has always been about making a positive difference in the world through dance.